It has been a seasonably cold Wednesday afternoon across New York and western New England. High temperatures have come up into the 20s in most areas, with some spots south of Albany coming up into the 30s. It is still on the breezy side, though not quite as gusty as the past couple of days, so all in all, it is not as harsh across our area as it was for the start of the week. We are still looking at a few areas of snow showers and flurries. The snow showers have been rather persistent over the past couple of days, and we're still seeing at least a few flakes in the air. And as we work into tonight, we'll see a disturbance come through in the upper levels of the atmosphere, so there's still that chance for at least some passing areas of snow showers or flurries. Otherwise, it'll be variably cloudy through the night, and temperatures will be on the cold side, running mainly in the teens to near 20 degrees, though we are likely to see some single digits across the higher elevations of the Adirondacks and Greens. And moving into the day tomorrow, we're looking for a blend of clouds and sunshine. We'll call it partly to mostly sunny. It will be a bit breezy at times, the wind out of the northwest as we work through the day on Thursday. And there might be a couple of areas of snow showers, but all in all, we're looking for mainly quiet and seasonably cold weather. Daytime highs will be up into the 20s across the area. A few spots south of Albany will be near the freezing mark, and we are likely to have some teens across the higher elevations of the Catskills and Greens, and also the Adirondacks. Moving into Friday, things will stay quiet. We'll see increasing clouds through the day, especially south and west of the capital region. Temperatures on Friday will climb up into the 20s to near 30 degrees. Then our focus will turn to a major winter storm that will significantly impact the Mid-Atlantic as we head through the weekend. Already there are blizzard watches in effect for the Washington, D.C. and Baltimore areas, as those areas are expected to be hit quite hard by the storm. What we will be watching is the northern edge of that system Saturday into Saturday night and how far north that line will come. Odds are reasonably good that line will sit up somewhere between Albany and New York City, so our southern areas have the best chance to see some accumulating snow. And that northern edge will be rather sharp in terms of the cutoff. So just north of that line, we're expecting very little to no snow. And just south of that line, we are likely to be shoveling and plowing snow. We'll have more on this over the next couple of days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of snow showers, low in the single digits to lower teens. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, breezy and cold, high 18 to 26. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of snow showers, low in the single digits to lower teens. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, a chance of snow showers, breezy and cold, high 18 to 26. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of flurries, low 16 to 22. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, breezy and seasonably cold, high 26 to 32. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of snow showers, low 10 to 15. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, breezy and seasonably cold, with highs in the middle to upper 20s. Region-wide on Friday, increasing clouds, high in the 20s to around 30, and on Saturday, variably cloudy with a chance of snow mainly south and east of Albany, with highs in the 20s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.